Well, finally, the Milky Way is not flat. Maybe that would be the way that people announced the fact that they discovered the world was not flat hundreds and hundreds of years ago. But now we know, apparently, that the Milky Way is twisted. And here to tell us all about it is Richard de Ruys, who is the co-author of a study published this week in the journal Nature Astronomy, put together by Chinese and Australian scientists using more than 1,300 stars in the Milky Way to create a 3D map of it. Hello, Professor de Ruys.
Good morning, Rod.
Morning. So, when we look at the Milky Way, it looks like a ribbon. How do we know, or how do you know, that it's actually twisted? And how would you describe that twisting?
Yes, right. Well, when you look at the Milky Way, we see it as a ribbon because we are inside of the Milky Way. And so it is as if, you're based in the UK, you're trying to work out the shape of the UK from your garden, which is hard, right?
Yes,
so
it's tough.
What we did, right, what we did is we used a specific type of variable star that becomes brighter and fainter and then goes back to brightness again, called a Cepheid. Cepheids are among the best distance tracers in astronomy. And so we used a new catalogue of Cepheids that we had compiled a few years ago to determine very accurate distances to more than 1,300 of these stars. And that distribution of stars showed us that the Milky Way is not flat, but it's flared, or it shows an S shape towards its outer edges. And it was new that the stellar distribution is not flat. We had known this for a long time for the gas clouds in the Milky Way.
Well, I take your point about not knowing what the shape of something is if you're right in the middle of it. If it is twisted, as you say, what difference does that make? How does it help you understand the Milky Way?
Well, we believe what is happening is that that most of the stars in the Milky Way are rotating around its center. It takes a few hundred million years. But towards the outer regions, the gravity that causes this rotation is not as strong. And so the outer regions are being dragged behind the inner rotating disk of the Milky Way. So it's being dragged out, being smeared out. And so you get a spiral pattern in these outer regions. And that's what we call the twist.
And what else does that help us understand? What else can you extrapolate from this?
Well, there are two things that we can think of. First of all, most of the matter in our Milky Way is made of something that we don't understand. We call it dark matter, but we don't quite know what it means, and we don't actually know how it is distributed. By knowing the three-dimensional distribution of stars in the Milky Way much better than before, we can hope to understand where this dark matter is located in the Milky Way and how it is distributed. And then secondly, the European Space Agency is currently operating a space mission called Gaia, which has as its main aim the determination of distances to a billion stars in the Milky Way. And so our new results will serve as a benchmark for the Gaia results to be held against.
A billion stars, really? There are a billion stars in the Milky Way?
There are about 250 billion stars in the Milky Way.
Oh, good gracious. Wow.
Big numbers.
That takes a lot of understanding. Would it always have been this way? Would it always have been this shape? You know, why would it have adopted that shape? Are these just the kind of questions that you would like to have answers to one day?
It is pretty well understood why spiral galaxies such as the Milky Way are flat and they rotate around the center and all that. In the outer regions, the actual structure deviating from this flat disk is still a little bit of an open question, and there are a number of different scenarios that could have given rise to it. And so by constraining the shape much better than we did before, we hope to be able to understand which of those scenarios is most likely.
Why? So is this work on the galactic map finished? When will you have a map that you can really be pointing to and be finding your way to the fifth star on the left?
But I believe that with the upcoming results from this Gaia space mission in 3 to 5 years' time, we will have a map that's as good as it gets. But at the moment, we're still working towards that best map.
Well, it's a wonderful accomplishment. Thank you very much, Professor, for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Professor Richard de Kreis from Macquarie University in Australia.